It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today we got an email. You can always email us your moral dilemma. Am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com?
Please do, actually.
Yesterday was a hot one because it was about cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing someone's cheating. And do you tell the person that's getting cheated on?
It was interesting, to say the least.
It was a good one. But today is a little different. This one involves a wedding, and the bride wants to know if she's the jerk for putting her foot down about their food options at the wedding.
What?
Her fiancé canceled a bunch of the food options she had ordered.
Oh, fiancé wedding problem.
Hear it out. Oh, okay. A little bit. It involves moms, too. She said, hey, Allie and DZ, my fiance and I are getting married soon. There wasn't much we disagreed on when we were wedding planning, except for the food.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my family are vegans. There's so many reasons why we chose this lifestyle, one of them being we have a history of health issues. My fiance and his family are the complete opposite. They're hardcore meat eaters, which is fine by me, obviously.
Bacon!
I'm marrying the guy.
Right.
However, when deciding on the wedding food menu, I wanted to add 4 to 5 vegan options. My fiance and his mom objected, saying it was a waste of money over food that, quote, isn't real food, unquote.
Oh, dang.
They also argued this would be offensive for their guests and suggested my vegan options just be the good old salads and appetizers. His mom also wanted cupcakes. I said no, because for one, it's me and my family who's paying, and two, I want to make my guests feel welcome and not be treated as second-class citizens by being served salad. This is so funny.
Oh, Lord.
My fiance said, isn't that what vegans eat? When I said that?
You're not wrong.
Well, the other day I found out he had canceled all the vegan options and took them off the menu completely and behind my back. So I called him at work. He kept hanging up on me. I went to his job and confronted him.
Hey, yo.
And just flipped out on him. He was stunned.
Hey, yo,
he at first
on.
Said it was his mom's idea, then told me to go home because I was making a scene.
Mm-hmm.
This continued at home. He kept defending himself. I am not putting my foot down on this, though. My family needs some options, just like his family. He told me to let it go. I'm refusing. Am I the jerk for putting down my foot on this? She does not want, they're not agreeing on food options. Of all the things at the wedding, this is the issue.
And all the things that don't actually matter.
That don't matter.
Quite frankly, they're not even going to eat.
Thank you.
You ain't going to have the time.
Or enjoy it. Or
enjoy it. You're not going to think about it. You're not even going to remember what was appetized or what was dessert or what was anything.
God bless my sister. When she was doing all her food tastings, I'm like, you're never going to.
You don't.
Girl, she's the only like, time you're gonna taste. this one. I'm like, enjoy now.
The only thing you're going to taste.
You're not going to care on your wedding day.
And neither will your guests. I'll tell you that.
That's actually true.
So, but man.
He's bro. Like, but who is he to go and pull all the stuff off the menu and not tell her?
Yeah,
especially,
right.
You know what I mean?
That wasn't okay.
That was
but
weird.
At the same time, where's the compromise?
Right.
It is both of your wedding days and
right.
both of your people should be taken care of. If you have vegan people attending, you must provide a vegan option.
I agree.
Now, I say that knowing you don't got to do nothing
true.
That you don't feel like doing, but you got to provide a sufficient amount that isn't just salad.
Who's paying for it?
Mm-hmm.
Does it for health reasons. So
true.
Yeah, you should give them an option. That's my, you know what I mean? They're not even...
See, hear me out though.
You would have dietary restrictions for other people and we'd honor it.
Yeah.
Is what
oh, yeah,
you're
we'd honor
saying.
That. Oh yeah, of
yeah.
course. If it said we said it was an allergy, mm-hmm. you wouldn't go ahead and give somebody with a peanut allergy a peanut. You wouldn't give them pad thai.
And a lot of people like this go vegan because of health issues
right.
and it's better for their gut or their gut health, right?
Right.
I get
and
it.
And it's just easier to do that than to just mm-hmm. limit yourself off specific foods, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But why are you going to pull up to this man's job? why are you going to make a scene? That is a huge red flag that you even thought that that was okay. This is something you handle behind closed doors.
True.
As a couple and privately.
I also agree, but who was he to change the menu and not tell her?
Well, because he was looking to handle that off books. Mm. She went on the record and pulled up to the job. That is jerk. That is jerk. That is the epitome of somebody that's a jerk. That was not okay.
Mm.
Not okay. Neither of y'all are okay.
What's not okay is her family's needs are being ignored and they're paying for the wedding.
And that warrants her lashing out the way she did. I hear what you're saying, but it's not okay how she went about it. That makes her the jerk.
Mm, listen to this text somebody just sent me. The difference is non-vegans can eat vegan food.
True.
Vegans can't eat non-vegan food.
True.
And I've eaten a lot of vegan food. People have this idea in their mind of what vegan food is.
See, but are we asking, is she the jerk for being upset by this, or is she the jerk for how she behaved about this? Because I guess that changes my answer.
Well,
how she behaved, definitely the jerk. The fact that options aren't being provided.
Period.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
If it's how they behave, they're both jerks.
They're both jerks, but
she wants to know if she's the jerk for putting your foot down about these food options and being and fighting this fight.
The
he's saying let it go. She's like, over my dead body, I'm gonna let it go.
The way she's fighting this fight isn't okay.
Oh, I totally disagree and think he's the wrong one.
Pull up to the job and make a scene?
Well, that's where we're deflecting to focus on that versus the true issue, which is she going to let go of the food?
To me, that is the true issue. The food isn't. The food is never going to be the issue. The issue is how that behavior came about.
Him doing it behind her back's not an issue?
All
and not telling her?
All of it's an issue, dog. All of this is ulterior motive behavior. This isn't even about the food. To me, it's not. To me, it's about the behavior.
I think it's totally
and
about the food.
Neither are okay. Neither's cool. She ain't go about this the right way. Had he written it, he'd be the jerk.
So we're saying they shouldn't get married.
Dang near. Dang near, but she's the jerk to me.
533-1037. Somebody just said he hung up on her.
Mm.
DZ didn't hear that.
I heard it all, and I said what I said. The way she came about that, you attacked this man's livelihood. Had he gone to her job, this would be a huge problem.
Somebody said, clear lack of respect for her and her family. Somebody else said, put your foot down, not the jerk. And then somebody else said, total jerk. Veganism isn't just a dietary choice. It's a choice many people make because of the treatment of animals. So wait, okay. I think I don't know which way they'd be going then. Let's talk to the listeners next and see what they think. 414-533-1037.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today's Am I the Jerk involves putting your foot down over the food options at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Her and her fiance are getting married soon. They agreed on everything except for the food because her and her family are vegan for health reasons, she said. And his family is the complete opposite,
which
she doesn't have a problem with. But then he went and pulled all the vegan options off the menu without telling her. So she flipped out and won't let it go. Went to his job and he kept hanging up on her, telling her to go home. She said, I'm not letting it go, though. My family's paying. They should have some options. Am I the jerk for putting my foot down on this matter? Let's go to Claire in Heartland today. Hey, Claire.
Hi.
Good morning.
All right. What do you think today?
She is absolutely not the jerk. 100% not the jerk. I think the main issue is that he went behind her back and canceled all of the vegan options.
That's
like, that
weird.
Is the root of the problem.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yep.
I'm getting married actually in 5 months, and if my fiance did anything remotely like this, I'd be freaking out too.
Yeah, I'd be like, you got a lot of nerve right now.
How dare
you're
you?
You're not even paying for the wedding, and you went and did that?
Not even paying.
Well, that too. Like, just think, like, the fiance's mom being, like, disrespectful about the family's food options, like, just... I don't know.
There's people texting.
That's shady.
There's people texting in saying they shouldn't even get married.
Honestly, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's okay she showed up and made a scene, but I mean, the root of the problem is the behind the back canceling orders without her knowing, and that he's the jerk.
So okay. Claire says not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Thank
Starts
you.
It off.
Have a great day,
yes,
Claire.
You too.
Bye. Bye. Yo, man.
Listen.
I hear it.
Well, Megan in Port Washington texted in, said, hey, Allie and DZ, major red flag. I think he's the jerk and she needs to call off the wedding.
They just sound dysfunctional already.
Because right now a precedence is being set that he will choose his mother over his wife. And he should be supporting her, not his mother's opinion. He's marrying her, not his mother. That was, I didn't even think about that
part. That's a good
point,
yeah.
That is a solid point.
Solid point.
Lisa is calling in West Dallas. I want to pull her up next. And she got her own theme song by calling 5 days in a row.
Good morning.
We just got a text that said, I'm confused. Did he leave her nothing to eat at her own wedding?
I know. Just pulled out probably like 85%.
Pulled out all of the vegan options, and yes, the answer is yes.
Just left to say, no, he left a salad.
What do you think, Lisa? Is she the jerk for standing her ground on this?
Well, first of all, I think that him canceling it was not right, but the way she acted after the fact, they're both a couple of jerks, and their marriage is not gonna last. And like you were saying, people, they should not get married if they're fighting about this dumb stuff, and she goes up there and causes a huge scene. There's no way, man, that they're gonna be able to agree on big decisions in life.
Well, and what about in the future? Everyone's saying he's setting the precedent that he's not going to think about her dietary needs at future family functions. Like,
I don't
think it's gonna keep happening.
Well, and they're not considering each other at all in any of this. And that's what sounds so estranged about this. Like, nobody's considering the other party. How does that sound right?
For both. She was like, we had both. I thought it was fine. And then he pulled all the vegan ones.
Well, if we're talking about the food, yeah. But the lack of consideration for professionalism here, she ain't had no consideration when she went up there to this man's job. The behavior behind the food and his pulling of the food.
You are never going to convince me that this is on her after his decisions.
I didn't say that was on her.
Caused her to react. Man, there's no way.
Nor am I trying to convince you that it was on her. It's on both of them, and they both suck.
I don't think she did anything wrong. I think she had options for both. They had that plan,
no.
And then she found out that he went and canceled half of their food options. You're still telling me that she's part of the problem here?
So
what
when
did
somebody
do?
When your partner pulls up to you at work, trips out,
and
freaks out on you.
You pulled all the options from our wedding without telling me that you're not paying for it. She didn't have a right to be pissed off about that.
And your boss goes, hey, what was that about? That was a little not okay in the workplace. And you go, she was upset that I changed our food options at our wedding. And he goes, she was what? And came to work? That's not cool.
This is such a deflection.
I can't
if that's what you
there.
Want to call it, that's
it
fine.
Is. It's
for,
like,
that's not for me, though.
The question is she the jerk for standing her ground on this?
Yes, the way she stood her ground, yes. She stood her ground in a completely wrong fashion.
Somebody said if the mom wants to be shady, she can pay for the wedding. Only they didn't talk so nicely. They didn't say something so
they
nice.
Said some other things.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Lisa says jerk.
Yeah, Lisa
says jerk.
Yeah,
they're both pushing each other's buttons, and they're both acting like jerks.
You can't pick both sides on Am I the Jerk? We've been doing this for years, and I have to tell everybody every time.
I'm telling you, her reaction makes her a jerk. Going up to his work, causing a scene, makes you a jerk. She could have had that conversation with him behind closed doors
but
and
that
waited.
Wasn't
that
the
makes
question.
Her a jerk.
And this is what we do on Am I the Jerk all the time.
You can't change the framing of somebody's answer, though.
All right. I just didn't think we weren't talking about her going to his work. We were talking about him pulling the options
and her being mad about it
and saying, I'm not okay with this.
That's justified. Her being upset is justified. What isn't justified is her execution of her upsetness.
Somebody said, oh my God, Allie, hold them both accountable. You're always anti-dude. No, I'm anti-lying to your significant other, pulling things off of your menu that you didn't pay for to begin with and having no consideration for your wife's family. They're doomed. Can we agree on that?
Oh yeah, they're doomed.
Yeah.
We agree on that for sure.
Next.
Lisa said, jerk, we split.
Jerk. All right, let's go to, thank you, Lisa, have a good day. We got Shay in Greendale.
Bye.
Shay, good morning. It's been a minute. She's back.
Hey, Shay.
Hi.
All right,
good morning. Shay,
what do you think? Who's the jerk here? Are they both jerks? Because I've been told we can say both. Well, because we do this all the time on this show. And then it turns into, like, not the point, you know? And then
I'm just laughing. First of all, I say jerk, but listen, can I just say, if a man pulls my food away, I'm pissed. So you threw away my entire wedding meal. How do you think I'm going to react? Okay? So there's that. Yeah, no, she's not a jerk. The fact that he just did that behind her back, you know, like, you could, everyone's talking about, okay, handle this behind closed doors. Well, he didn't handle his business behind closed doors. He handled it behind her back.
What do you mean by that?
He didn't talk to her about it.
He did it in secret.
Somebody said the only reason she went to his work is because he kept hanging up on her.
Yeah.
Which is not off.
Yes, absolutely no communication. And then, like, he didn't, like, weren't, her choices were, like, not even his priority. He said, oh, they can have a salad. Excuse me, I don't want to feed grass to everybody. There's a lot of options out there. Like, you don't need that. There's a lot of more options out there. I have family who's vegan. They have some pretty good options. I've tasted their food. It's actually really good.
You know how many times I've eaten vegan food and it's been great? You know how many times I ate a beans and barley and I was eating vegan food and it was great?
You're like,
and
oh, this is vegan?
Nobody would have known. Huh. Like, come on.
Yes. People... I'm a carnivore through and through. Well, I love meat. But, you know, someone served me a vegan dish, I wouldn't have known because the way that they prepared it and served it, like, you know, it was yummy. Yeah.
Right.
And that's the fact is that again, they though, have those options.
It's not about the vegan food. It's about is she the jerk for standing the ground?
I'm so proud of her for standing around because these men be trying to go ahead and be like, oh no, that's it. This is what we're doing. And she said, no, it's not, and I'm gonna make sure that this is not end game. We are gonna have this.
We're missing the fact that they could just add the food options immediately back. You took it off, he took it off in secret, you add it back in secret. And when he goes, would you what? You took it off, I'm not okay with it. Why did he overreact? It just felt like an overreaction to me.
Because she felt
so
lied to.
Gosh, this wedding is not really good.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He's going to have a hangry wife. Good luck.
Boy, good luck with that. Good luck with
They're
that.
Doomed because they have no communication. It's obvious.
Oh, yeah, this is a wrap.
I think, honestly, that's the next question, right? What's the communication in this upcoming marriage? But good luck to them. I really hope.
They're going to need it.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed for their wedding day.
Let's just put the vegan options back in, guys, and that'll be great.
I doubt it. I want to go to this wedding. If they're listening, can they send me an invite,
Allie, please? Can you message her back and ask if you can go?
I want to go, and I'll bring you as my plus one, okay, Shay?
Please just so we can see the food options.
We got this.
We got this.
Shay, we appreciate your call.
Bye.
Bye. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today we got an email. You can always email us your moral dilemma. Am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com?
Please do, actually.
Yesterday was a hot one because it was about cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing someone's cheating. And do you tell the person that's getting cheated on?
It was interesting, to say the least.
It was a good one. But today is a little different. This one involves a wedding, and the bride wants to know if she's the jerk for putting her foot down about their food options at the wedding.
What?
Her fiancé canceled a bunch of the food options she had ordered.
Oh, fiancé wedding problem.
Hear it out. Oh, okay. A little bit. It involves moms, too. She said, hey, Allie and DZ, my fiance and I are getting married soon. There wasn't much we disagreed on when we were wedding planning, except for the food.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my family are vegans. There's so many reasons why we chose this lifestyle. One of them being we have a history of health issues. My fiance and his family are the complete opposite. They're hardcore meat eaters, which is fine by me, obviously.
Bacon.
And marrying the guy.
Right.
However, when deciding on the wedding food menu, I wanted to add 4 to 5 vegan options. My fiance and his mom objected, saying it was a waste of money over food that, quote, isn't real food, unquote.
Oh, dang.
They also argued this would be offensive for their guests and suggested my vegan options just be the good old salads and appetizers. His mom also wanted cupcakes. I said no, because for one, it's me and my family who's paying, and two, I want to make my guests feel welcome and not be treated as second-class citizens by being served salad. This is so funny.
Oh, Lord.
My fiance said, isn't that what vegans eat? When I said that?
You're not wrong.
Well, the other day I found out he had canceled all the vegan options and took them off the menu completely and behind my back. So I called him at work. He kept hanging up on me. I went to his job and confronted him.
Hey, yo.
And just flipped out on him. He was stunned.
Hey, yo,
he at first said it was his mom's idea, then told me to go home because I was making a scene. Mm-hmm. This continued at home. He kept defending himself. I am not putting my foot down on this, though. My family needs some options, just like his family. He told me to let it go. I'm refusing. Am I the jerk for putting down my foot on this? She does not want, they're not agreeing on food options of all the things at the wedding. This is the issue.
And all of the things that don't actually matter.
That don't matter.
Quite frankly, they're not even going to eat.
Thank you.
You ain't going to have the time.
Or enjoy it. Or enjoy it.
You're not going to think about it. You're not even going to remember what was appetized or what was dessert or what was anything.
God bless my sister. When she was doing all her food tastings, I'm like, you're never going to.
You don't.
Girl. She's the only like, time oh, you're this one take. And this one and this one. I'm like, enjoy now.
The only thing you're going to taste.
You're not going to care on your wedding day.
And neither will your guests. I'll tell you that.
That's actually true.
So, but man.
He's bro. Like, but who is he to go and pull all the stuff off the menu and not tell her?
Yeah, so right.
You know what I mean?
That wasn't okay.
That was
But
weird.
At the same time, where's the compromise?
Right.
It is both of your wedding days and right. both of your people should be taken care of. If you have vegan people attending, you must provide a vegan option.
I agree.
Now, I say that knowing you don't got to do nothing
True.
That you don't feel like doing. But you got to provide a sufficient amount
the
that isn't just salad.
Who's paying for it?
Mm-hmm.
Does it for health reasons? So
True.
Yeah, you should give them an option. That's my, you know what I mean? They're not even.
See, where hear me out though. Where
you would have dietary restrictions for other people, and we'd honor it.
Yeah,
is what
oh yeah,
you're
we'd honor
saying.
That. Oh yeah, of course. If we said it was an allergy, mm-hmm. you wouldn't go ahead and give somebody with a peanut allergy a peanut. You wouldn't give them pad thai.
And a lot of people like this go vegan because of health issues,
right.
and it's better for their gut or their gut health, right?
Right.
I get
and it's just easier to do that than to just mm-hmm. limit yourself off specific foods, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But. Why are you going to pull up to this man's job? Why are you going to make a scene? That is a huge red flag that you even thought that was okay. This
True.
Is something you handle behind closed doors.
True.
As a couple and privately.
I also agree, but who was he to change the menu and not tell her?
Well, because he was looking to handle that off books. Mm. She went on the record and pulled up to the job. That is jerk. That is jerk. That is the epitome of somebody that's a jerk. That was not okay.
Mm.
Not okay. Neither of y'all are okay.
What's not okay is her family's needs are being ignored and they're paying for the wedding.
And that warrants her lashing out the way she did. I hear what you're saying, but it's not okay how she went about it. That makes her the jerk.
Mm, listen to this text somebody just sent me. The difference is non-vegans can eat vegan food.
True.
Vegans can't eat non-vegan food.
True.
And I've eaten a lot of vegan food. You would. It's not. People have this idea in their mind of what vegan food is.
See, but are we asking it? Is she the jerk for being upset by this, or is she the jerk for how she behaved about this? Because I guess that changes my answer.
Well,
how she behaved, definitely the jerk. The fact that options aren't being
too,
provided.
Then, period.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
If both, it's how they behave, they're both jerks.
They're both jerks. But
she wants to know if she's the jerk for putting your foot down about these food options and being and fighting this fight.
The way
he's saying let it go, she's like, over my dead body, I'm gonna let it go.
The way she's fighting this fight isn't okay.
Oh, I totally disagree and think he's the wrong one.
Pull up to the job and make a scene?
Well, that's where we're deflecting to focus on that versus the true issue, which is she going to let go of the food?
To me, that is the true issue. The food isn't. The food is never going to be the issue. The issue is how that behavior came about.
Him that's doing it behind her again. Back's not an issue?
All
and
of
not
it's
telling her?
All of it's an issue, dog. All of this is ulterior motive behavior. This isn't even about the food. To me, it's not. To me, it's about the behavior.
I think it's totally
and
about the food.
Neither are okay. Neither's cool. She ain't go about this the right way. Had he written it, he'd be the
so
jerk.
So we're saying they shouldn't get married.
Dang near. Dang near, but she's the jerk to me.
533-1037. Somebody just said he hung up on her.
Mm.
DZ didn't hear that.
I heard it all, and
job.
I said what I said. The way she came about that, you attacked this man's livelihood. Had he gone to her job, this would be a huge problem.
Somebody said clear lack of respect for her and her family. Somebody else said, put your foot down, not the jerk. And then somebody else said, total jerk. Veganism isn't just a dietary choice. It's a choice many people make because of the treatment of animals. So wait, okay. I think, I don't know which way they'd be going then. Let's talk to the listeners next and see what they think. 414-533-1037.
Okay, who's the
the jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today's Am I the Jerk involves putting your foot down over the food options at the wedding. Mm-hmm. Her and her fiancé are getting married soon. They agreed on everything except for the food because her and her family are vegan for health reasons, she said. And his family is the complete opposite, which she doesn't have a problem with. But then he went and pulled all the vegan options off the menu without telling her. So she flipped out and won't let it go. Went to his job and he kept hanging up on her, telling her to go home. She said, I'm not letting it go, though. My family's paying. They should have some options. Am I the jerk for putting my foot down on this matter? Let's go to Claire in Heartland today. Hey, Claire.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. All right. What do you think today?
She is absolutely not the jerk. 100% not the jerk. I think the main issue is that he went behind her back and canceled all of the vegan options.
That's
like, that
weird.
Is the root of the problem.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yep.
I'm getting married actually in 5 months, and if my fiance did anything remotely like this, I'd be freaking out too.
Yeah, I'd be like, you got a lot of nerve right now.
How dare
you?
You're
not even paying for the wedding, and you went and did that?
Boy, not even paying.
Well, that too. Like, just think, like, the fiance's mom being, like, disrespectful about the family's food options, like, just... I don't know.
There's people texting.
That's shady. That's shady.
There's people texting in saying they shouldn't even get married.
Honestly, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's okay she showed up and made a scene, but I mean, the root of the problem is the behind the back canceling orders without her knowing, and that he's the jerk.
So okay. Claire says not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Thank
Starts
you.
It off.
Have a great day,
yes,
Claire.
You too.
Bye. Bye. Yo, man.
Listen.
I hear it.
Well, Megan in Port Washington texted in, said, hey, Allie and DZ, major red flag. I think he's the jerk and she needs to call up the wedding.
They just sound dysfunctional already.
Because right now a precedence is being set that he will choose his mother over his wife. And he should be supporting her, not his mother's opinion. He's marrying her, not his mother. I didn't even think about that part.
That's a good point, yeah.
That is a solid point.
Solid point.
Lisa is calling in West Dallas. I want to pull her up next. And she got her own theme song by calling 5 days in a row.
Good morning.
We just got a text that said, I'm confused. Did he leave her nothing to eat at her own wedding?
I know. Just pulled out probably like 85%.
Pulled out all of the vegan options, and yes, the answer is yes.
Just left to say, no, he left a salad.
What do you think, Lisa? Is she the jerk for standing her ground on this?
Well, first of all, I think that him canceling it was not right, but the way she acted after the fact, they're both a couple of jerks, and their marriage is not gonna last. And like you were saying, they should not get married. If they're fighting about this dumb stuff and she goes up there and causes a huge scene, there's no way that they're gonna be able to agree on big decisions in life.
Well, and what about in the future? Everyone's saying he's setting the precedent that he's not gonna think about her dietary needs at future family functions. Like,
I don't think
it's gonna keep happening.
Well, and they're not considering each other at all. In any of this. And that's what sounds so estranged about this. Like, nobody's considering the other party. How does that sound right?
For both. She was like, we had both. I thought it was fine. And then he pulled all the vegan ones.
Well, if we're talking about the food, but the lack of consideration for professionalism here, she ain't had no consideration when she went up there to this man's job. The behavior behind the food and his pulling of the food.
You are never going to convince me that this is on her after his decisions.
I didn't say that it was on her.
Caused her to react. Man, there's no way.
Nor am I trying to convince you that it was on her. It's on both of them, and they both suck.
I don't think she did anything wrong. I think she had options for both. They had that plan,
no.
And then she found out that he went and canceled half of their food options. You're still telling me that she's part of the problem here?
So
what
when somebody
do?
When your partner pulls up to you at work, trips out,
and
freaks out on you.
You pulled all the options from our wedding without telling me that you're not paying for. She didn't have a right to be pissed off about that.
And your boss goes, hey, what was that about? That was a little not okay in the workplace. And you go, she was upset that I changed our food options at our wedding. And he goes, she was what? And came to work? That's not cool.
This is such a deflection.
If that's what you want to call it, that's fine.
It is. That's
not for me, though.
The question is she the jerk for standing her ground on this?
Yes. The way she stood her ground, yes. She stood her ground in a completely wrong fashion.
Somebody said if the mom wants to be shady, she can pay for the wedding. Only they didn't talk so nicely.
They didn't say something so they nice. Said some other things.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Lisa says jerk.
Yeah, Lisa
they're
says
both
jerk.
Pushing each other's buttons and they're both acting like jerks.
You can't pick both sides on Am I the Jerk? We've been doing this for years and I have to tell everybody
I'm telling you, her reaction makes her a jerk. Going up to his work, causing a scene, makes you a jerk. She could have had that conversation with him behind closed doors
and that makes her a jerk. And this is what we do on Am I the Jerk all the time.
You can't change the framing of somebody's answer, though.
All right. I just didn't think we weren't talking about her going to his work. We were talking about him pulling the options and her being mad about it and saying, I'm not okay with this.
That's justified. Her being upset is justified. What isn't justified is her execution of her upsetness.
Somebody said, oh my God, Allie, hold them both accountable. You're always anti-dude. No, I'm anti-lying to your significant other, pulling things off of your menu that you didn't pay for to begin with and having no consideration for your wife's family. They're doomed. Can we agree on that?
Oh yeah, they're doomed. Yeah. We agree on that for sure.
Next.
But Lisa said, jerk, we split. Jerk.
All right, let's go to, thank you, Lisa. Have a good day. We got Shay in Greendale.
Bye.
Shay, good morning. It's been a minute. She's back.
Hey, Shay.
Hi. Good morning. Shay,
what do you think? Who's the jerk here? Are they both jerks? Because I've been told we can say both. Well, because we do this all the time on this show. And then it turns into, not the point, you know? And then
I'm just laughing. First of all, I say jerk, but listen, can I just say, if a man pulls my food away, I'm pissed. So you pull away my entire wedding meal, how do you think I'm going to react? Okay? So there's that. Yeah, no, she's not a jerk. The fact that he just did that behind her back, you know, everyone's talking about, okay, handle this behind closed doors. Well, he didn't handle his business behind closed doors. He handled it behind her back.
What do you mean by that?
He didn't talk to her about it. He didn't ask her.
He did it in secret.
Somebody said the only reason she went to his work is because he kept hanging up on her.
Yeah.
Which is not talking. Off.
Yes, absolutely no communication. And then, he didn't, weren't, her choices were, not even his priority. He said, oh, they can have a salad. Excuse me, I don't want to feed grass to everybody. There's a lot of options out there. You don't need that. There's a lot of more options out there. I have family who's vegan. They have some pretty good options. I've tasted their food. It's actually really good.
You know how many times I've eaten vegan food and it's been great? You know how many times I ate a beans and barley and I was eating vegan food and it was great?
You're like,
and
this is vegan?
Nobody would have known. Come on.
Yes. I am a carnivore through and through. Well, I love meat. But, you know, someone served me a vegan dish, I wouldn't have known because the way that they prepared it and served it, it was yummy.
Yeah. Right.
And that's the fact is that they have those options.
It's not about the vegan food. It's about is she the jerk for standing the ground?
I'm so proud of her for standing around because these men be trying to go ahead and be like, oh no, that's it. This is what we're doing. And she said, no, it's not, and I'm gonna make sure that this is not end game. We are gonna have this.
We're missing the fact that they could just add the food options immediately back. You took it off, he took it off in secret, you add it back in secret. And when he goes, would you what? You took it off, I'm not okay with it. Why did he overreact? It just felt like an overreaction to me.
Because she felt lied to.
Gosh, his wedding is not really good.
That's the thing. He's going to have a hangry wife. Good luck.
Boy, good luck with that.
They're doomed because they have no communication. It's obvious.
Oh, yeah, this is a wrap.
I think, honestly, that's the next question, right? What's the communication in this upcoming marriage? But good luck to them. I really hope
they're going to need it.
Fingers crossed for their wedding day.
Let's just put the vegan options back in, guys, and that'll be great.
I doubt it. I want to go to this wedding. If they're listening, can they send me an invite,
Allie,
please?
Can you message her back and ask if you can go?
I want to go, and I'll bring you as my plus one, okay, Shay?
Just so we can see the food options.
We got this.
We appreciate your call.
Bye.
Bye.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90+ days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.